The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your, a little bit late Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I know it sounds like I'm really smiling, aren't I? Well, I actually am, because it is Friday. Because if it was any other day and the traffic I was in today, I wouldn't be smiling. Anyways, let's get the show on the road. It is the 6th of April, 2018. All that best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. And just so you know, there's so much Facebook crap that's out there right now. We're going to avoid it today because we already know Zuck has done really screwed up this time. All right. Speaking of screwing up, let's talk about that other company that's doing so good right now. At least they're not giving our information away, but that's Apple. What they're not doing is giving us really great grand products. Kind of like a new Mac Pro. Remember, we were supposed to be getting a new one of those this year? Not anymore. But there is some good news on the horizon. Apple has confirmed that they are doing a new Mac Pro and a complete redesign to go along with it. It's just not coming this year. It's coming next year. And no, that's not January 2019. That's not even July 2019. We don't know when in 2019. More than likely, probably December 31st, 2019. Now, according to what we heard yesterday from Apple's Mac report, the marketing head Tom Boger said that the company wants to be transparent and communicate openly with all their pro community. Yeah, we're still out here. Hello. And just wanted to let them know that a Mac Pro is definitely in the works for 2019. Guess you can look at it good, bad news. Sucks we're not getting one this year, but hey, at least it gives us another year to save up, because knowing Apple, we're gonna need to. Dropbox business users, and yes, I'm one of them. I'm sure you probably are too. This took forever. You know that Smart Sync? Yeah, it's finally available for us business users. Hallelujah. Now, those of you not familiar with Smart Sync, that lets users see everything stored in their Dropbox, say in their Mac or Windows Explorer, regardless if you've got it available there on your hard drive or not. It more or less gives you the option if you want to store it there or just keep it in Dropbox. Now, yeah, there were some businesses out there that could get an early access if they requested it. I tried. I didn't get one. From what I hear, a lot of people didn't get one. The more annoying thing was that Smart Sync had also been available to anyone paying that $20 a month. Yeah. You know, the Dropbox professional plan? Yeah, apparently they thought, well, we'll just take care of them first. Staying on cloud storage news, and moving on over to OneDrive. And for the folks that are signed up for Office 365, Microsoft announced a few little nasty things yesterday. The big one is to use Files Restore. Yes, a very nice feature that Microsoft's been promising that will allow users to restore their entire OneDrive to a previous point in time within the last 30 days. You know, kind of like your Windows machine, except you have to do that more often because it's a Windows machine. Users will actually be presented with a histogram, yeah, cute play on words there, that'll show you the activity over the last 30 days. Then you can easily select the file or files to restore them from that point in time. That also wasn't the only thing Microsoft announced yesterday. They also are bringing advanced link checking to Word, Excel, and PowerPoint too, which is nice. When you click on the links in Word or Excel and PowerPoint, links will actually be checked in real time to determine if the destination website is likely to download malware or that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, Microsoft just announced that yesterday. It actually won't be coming to the second half of this year. And finally, now who would have thunk this? A tweet from a band in the 1970s could actually make them popular again and sell a few songs. Or should I say a song? And I'm talking about Fleetwood Mac. Now apparently somebody out there, I guess they want to remain anonymous, probably because of what they said. They said that Fleetwood Mac's music is so boring. You can't even dance to it. Well, apparently a user called Bottled Fleet seen this tweet. Then they found a video of a dancer that was actually dancing to a song by Fleetwood Mac, actually called Dreams. As you can probably guess, the tweet and video went viral. Over 142,000 retweets, to be exact. And apparently people thought that song, Dreams, was so damn catchy, it actually turned to the Billboard's Hot Rock list at number 14. Yes, it hadn't seen that chart position since 1977. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website, powered by UK2.net. That's where our podcasts, the blog, and reviews, they all live over there. If you're a little bored over the weekend, go check them out. We got a lot of content over there for you. Also, you can check out our Facebook, Instagram pages, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. If you're not a part of it, please come on over. We'd love to have you. The more the merrier is what we say around there. BritishTech.slack.com. That's the place to be. The news show actually will not be returning to you on Monday. Sorry, boys and girls. Don't think I'm going to be able to have enough time to get you a show out on Monday, but we will be back on Tuesday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend and even Monday, too. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening. Staying on cloud storage news.